welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 10th, 2026. And I'm very, very grateful to be with you. Every so often, and it isn't often, some people actually hear me. And I'm very grateful for that. Only in the sense that it helps maybe the listener, the questioner, understand the gravitas of their life. So I got this email from Greer, and he does not tell me where he lives. He says, I have been listening to you for many years. Many years, that's a long time. And he said, I don't understand what you mean by how can I live beyond myself? I don't understand how one would live beyond themselves. And that I understand that too, Greer, so no worries there. So could you please explain, he said, and keep it as simple as possible. I will try. I really do try to keep things simple, but sometimes I fail at that, and I don't mean to. What is a self? What is it? When you say, I'm being myself or I am myself, what does that mean? What is the self? What constitutes having a self? And it's a very, very pungent and important question because the self basically is the genetic nature of us, our DNA, our ancestral inheritance from people we never knew, being handed down over and over and over to us. And we make these inherited impulses the personality, the essence of us. I mean, you know, what would it mean for you just to be yourself? You have to ask that question. What does that mean? What does it mean for me to be myself? And it's an interesting question because it varies from person to person, from thing to thing. What is this self that we speak of? And what is the self, let's say, of Greer or Gregory? What is that? It's inherited. It's impulsed. We never question it. We never seek to understand it beyond the confines of what our intellectual prowess may be. This is just the way we are. And that's the way we think of it. I can't help it. This is just the way I am. So when I talk about living beyond the self, here's what I'm talking about, Greer, and I hope I help you. To live beyond the impulses of the ego, the impulses of the human body, the impulse to live beyond the emotionality of us and come into some realm within us of something different, something beyond the confines of our impulses. And that's really all it is. When I am no longer impulsed by Gregory, when I'm no longer sitting there watching him do his antics and trying to make excuses for him, for his antics, that is when something of the other shore starts to arise in me. But people, they don't like that. They like their, and maybe you're one of them, I don't know, Greer. Maybe you like the drama of it all and what goes on in that drama. Maybe you like being yourself. Maybe you get enough gratification for being Greer that you just go on and on and on as you are, thinking and doing and living as you do, and not really understanding the depth of your inner being, the real depth of it, the part of you that is love. Most people never find love in their whole life, never. My mother was a pathetic part of that. She never found love. She thought she'd get it from my father, Ed. Never found it. She thought she'd find it in her sister. Never found it. She thought she'd find it in me. Never found it. Because love is not what you find in another person. Love is what you are. It isn't an attribute. It is your totality. So how can you live beyond yourself? You have to want love. You have to seek love more than wanting just to stay the way you are and to just live as a biological instrument of your DNA and your genetic heritage. And until it dawns on us, all of us, that we don't have to live the way we do and that the way we live is so, what shall we say, convoluted. Let's keep it simple. We're convoluted. Sometimes we're part of our mother, or sometimes we're part of our father, you know, genetically speaking. You don't really have an original self until you find your soul, until you find your heart and your soul. And that's where the meaning of our existence happens, in that blessed place where we are that which is. Where we are that which is. And when you find it, you become realized. You begin to see this deal of taking up space and time in this world and just, you know, frittering it away, this time, trying to get the adoration of other people, trying to get the affections of other people and calling it love. What a waste of time that is. That is really a very painful thing that we do. I have students that have come and worked with me. Well, they really didn't. They just attended. They didn't really work with me. They didn't do the things I asked them to. They couldn't read a commentary. They couldn't meditate, didn't want to, refused to, because it all went against their genetic nature, their ethnic background. And most people are predisposed to their ethnicity. They are. Whether we like to admit it or not, that's the way we are. So we don't change much in this lifetime. Not much can happen. I mean, look at yourself, Greer. What could happen to you, really, that would change and at least maybe even alter a little bit of what you know about yourself? And what makes you think you know anything about yourself? You only know your traits. That's all you know. You know what your mind tells you to think. That's all you know. You only know what your emotions persuade you to believe in. You don't know any more than that. What if there is so much more? What if there is so much more? And there is. But who wants to believe that? Who can understand that? Who does that? No one. No one. We sit in the depth of our personal beliefs and our, what shall we say, our biases. And we think that's all there is. That's all we need to know is our biases. And that's as far as we'll ever go. And it is true for most people, Greer, that's all they do. You don't know what you are. You only know who you think you are. But if you ever choose to find out what you are, you will live beyond this Greer guy. And you will start living more maybe in compassion. Maybe you will find mercy. Maybe you will find a sense of goodness. Just maybe this will all change for you. And if it does, then do you have the courage to live it out, to be that which people don't expect or maybe even don't like, because you're being forgiving and compassionate. You're being willing to be merciful, being generous. People are afraid of love because it forces them to realize that they're not generous people. So, if you really want to get involved in this, you have to get involved with it in totality. And most people are just sitting on the sidelines, you know, not really understanding what the practice is all about or what an authentic life is all about. So they just live as they live and they never find out just how beautiful they really are. They never find out. And Greer, I hope before you leave this body, that you find out just how beautiful you really are. Thank you, Greer, for your question. I appreciate it, and your kind comments, and I hope this helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Be back on the air mañana. Hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening.